everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming Apple TV series, Monarch: Legacy of Monsters?
Apple TV, a streaming service that I believe has 6 television programs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And people watch one?
Yeah,
maybe.
Which one? I watch The Foundation, but that's because I think I really like enjoy looking at Lee Pace.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, Foundation's one that maybe 15 to 20 guys watch.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso is watched by about 100,000 guys.
Oh, yeah, Ted Lasso's
guys.
An Apple one. Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, there's The Morning Show?
Oh. Hey. That show is deranged.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston, don't know why I'm patting my belly when I say this. Jennifer Aniston's going to space?
Yeah. No, actually, it was a fake out.
Oh, she's not going to space.
Reese Witherspoon went to space.
Oh, okay.
Which was crazier. And also Jon Hamm's playing Elon Musk.
I have a couple
The Morning
questions.
Show.
Hang on a sec.
Season one.
Before, I got some questions.
Season one's about the Me Too movement.
I'm aware.
Season three, they go into space.
And I watched season one, and then we did not watch season two.
Yeah. But Steve Carell's in Italy, and everyone's getting COVID. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dear me.
So when you say Jennifer Aniston, but no, it was Reese Witherspoon went to space in the show, or did they do it in, like, real?
No, they did it in the show.
And then they film. Okay. I was just wondering if they were like, Apple TV, or Apple, we have so much money.
We're going to
You remember Rachel from Friends?
Rachel to the moon.
Fake out, actually. Do you remember
Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde.
Yeah, I was heading Legally Blonde to space. Legally space.
Yeah.
Wait, she was Rachel's cousin in Friends?
Was she?
Witherspoon.
That's crazy.
I did not know that.
Paul Rudd was dating Phoebe.
Did you ever say Phoebe Bridges?
Yes. I nearly said it twice and I had to stop myself twice. Buffet!
No, Phoebe Bridges was dating Paul Mescal. They got engaged.
Uh-huh.
And then something happened. Uh-huh. And Phoebe Bridges started dating Bo Burnham, I think. Who sucks?
Bo Burnham did Inside. Burnham I know that much.
Yeah, let him out.
Yeah. Why does Bo Burnham suck?
He's annoying.
He's all right.
He's everything in a man that douche of... It does
good point.
Come on.
I'm like, I get it.
I'm inside.
Think about it for five seconds.
I thought about 5 seconds.
I'm singing a little song about how alone I am, but my producers and wife are there.
Yep.
There you go.
Of course.
Shut up, Bo Burnham. Your songs sound like Weird Al Yankovic, which is fine when Weird Al does it, but it's weird to hear emotional versions of that.
Should we unpack that?
No.
Let's
not.
Go to Monarch: Legacy of Monsters.
So, which of the big monster movies have we seen? I have seen Skull Island. I have seen Godzilla, King of Monsters.
I've seen them
That's
all.
That's the second one.
Great.
Yeah, I'm just checking. I wasn't
Good
sure
news.
If you were...
That's awesome to hear.
So there was Godzilla in 2014, I think.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston was featured heavily in the trailer and then was killed off in the first 20 minutes.
Awesome.
To be replaced by another man I hate, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that man.
He was real good in Bullet Train.
What pisses me off about Aaron Taylor Johnson is that I always think of Jonathan Taylor Thomas when anybody says
that.
I love Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I'm a big JTT. Guy over here. I'll be home for Christmas. It's a spectacular movie. That's cinema, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I got distracted.
What's the point of that movie again? It's something deranged.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he's at college and he's a scumbag.
Absolute
he helps the jocks cheat on their test. And his dad calls him up and he says, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, you got to come home for Christmas because you're never home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. If you come home, I'll give you this car we've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
It's cherry red. It's our beautiful car. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is like, hell yeah, brother, I'll do that. He goes to his girlfriend, who he's already bought 2 tickets to, like, the beach or some shit for the holidays. And he's like, hey, what if we went to my parents' place for Christmas? And she's like, you got these things. And he's like, and then she gets all pissed off at him. Anyway, then the jocks that he helped cheat, they get screwed over by some other guy, I forget who. And so they get Jonathan Taylor Thomas and they glue him in a Santa suit and they drop him off in the desert to die.
That's right. That's
a sweet prank. And then Jonathan Taylor Thomas needs to get home for Christmas by making a cross-country trip across the great United States to get to get his car.
Look, I haven't seen this
and it
film.
It ends in a really sweet way.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. He gets there.
Yeah.
And he's missed Christmas.
No.
Okay, let me keep going. He gets there, and he has made Christmas, but he doesn't care about the car anymore because seeing his family was the real Christmas, and his girlfriend
not
loves
really.
Him or whatever.
No.
He doesn't get the car, though, does he?
Yes, he does.
Fuck!
He gets there. Here's what happens. He gets there, and he's...
Spoilers
for I'll Be Home for Christmas. He's been gunning it the whole time. Yeah, mm-hmm. He joins a marathon and wins the marathon just to get home. He steals a sleigh from a parade, and then he picks up his girlfriend, and he gets to the house, and she's like, hey, I bet you're going to go inside because you've still got 5 minutes to spare. And he's like, no, let's wait. And then he waits until the time limit's up, and he's lost the car, and he goes in, and he's like, hey, Dad, I didn't even care about the car. And his dad's like, hey, that's awesome. You can have the car anyway. And he's like, we'll work on it together. And then that's how it ends.
He's
home for Christmas.
He's home for Christmas, baby.
I was right until the last reveal.
Yeah, he gets his key. Exactly. Yeah, and the guy who his girlfriend ends up going home with, who's maybe Jonathan Taylor Thomas's bully, we don't know what happens to him.
Yeah.
Something about a liver?
Wait, so his girlfriend breaks up with him and dates a different
guy? No, they get pissed off at each other, and then she's high and dry because he's meant to take her home, but he's stranded in the desert in a Santa costume.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, how the fuck am I going to get home? And then this guy who's like Jonathan, he's like a big doofus, and he's Jonathan Taylor Thomas's bully. He's like, bro, I'm going home to the same town. Why don't you hitch a ride with me? And so as Jonathan Taylor Thomas is going across America, he's occasionally intersecting with his bully and his girlfriend, who are also going across America. It's a great
Sounds
movie.
Awesome.
It's a good film.
It's really worth watching.
That was
watching.
Godzilla with
Aaron
Taylor Thomas or whatever.
Yeah.
Does Aaron Taylor Thomas come back for the others or not really?
He's not in King of Monsters, is he?
No.
Oh, no, because there's a time jump.
Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights, he comes in.
Yes, yeah.
And he has... Little Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that's right. Millie Bobby Brown. Little Millie Bobby Brown. Now, Millie Bobby Brown feels wrong. Feels like that's not her name, but it is. I'm just saying it too quick. She is psychically linked to some of the monsters?
It feels
or
like
to Godzilla,
yes.
Or maybe not, and that's just like
she just has a connection to ape.
Yeah. Is it King Kong? Because it's just, I thought it was just Godzilla she was connected to.
Her dad is a animal behavior and communication specialist, which is Coach from The Thing.
Yeah,
Coach Taylor.
And her mom is an environmental activist and a paleobiologist, so I think they taught their kid to be good at communicating
to talk to Godzillas.
Yeah.
So, in Godzilla King of Monsters, well, and also Kong Skull Island, so those are the three that I've seen. Kong Skull Island, where they go to Kong Skull Island. Godzilla King of Monsters, where Godzilla fights King Ghidorah.
Yep.
And all the monsters bow down to Godzilla. Mothra sacrifices herself so Godzilla can live.
Beautiful. Yeah, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend and girlfriend, which is awesome. Normally in nature, a moth can't fuck a lizard, but when you're talking titans, is that what they call them?
Let's say.
Yeah.
Because on GameCube, there's Godzilla Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Let's say, sure.
Crash of the Titans. That's a Crash Bandicoot game.
Yeah. And then Godzilla.
Oh, no. The Godzilla game on GameCube is actually called Godzilla Destroy All Monsters.
Oh, that's true. You look foolish right now. You're thinking of Clash of the Titans, which is maybe a PS2 game?
A film?
Yeah, the movie.
The film with Jake Sully.
Yeah, Clash of the Titans, and then
I think
the sequel.
More Titans.
Something of the Titans.
More Titans, more money.
Because I think there was a PS2 game where you played as like knockoff monsters and fought in arenas.
Maybe.
It was fun.
Dude, I don't know, man. I wasn't
Primal Rage?
No. I think it's Clash of the Titans. Anyway, is the only other movie aside from those three...
There's Godzilla.
Godzilla vs. Kong?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
No, he missed... There's two Godzilla movies.
There's Godzilla.
King Kong, yeah. Skull Island, Godzilla, two. King of Monsters, yeah. and then Godzilla vs. Kong.
I didn't,
that's it.
Yeah. And Godzilla vs. Kong was a sequel that they just decided to make even though Godzilla King of Monsters had bombed real hard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And Skull Island had also bombed pretty hard.
That's a shame.
And the original Godzilla...
I liked Kong Skull Island, yeah.
Well, the story has a happy ending because we just watched a trailer for a TV series that is mostly based off Skull Island because... So yeah, first Godzilla didn't do what they thought it was going to do, and a lot of people didn't like that movie.
That's
am mostly in that party.
Do you think, how much does that have to do with promising a lot of Bryan Cranston, like his Breaking Bad height, and then
I reckon, like,
not delivering?
Anywhere between 40-60%.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, like, I don't even, like, I have no feelings really towards Bryan Cranston. Not, not. I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just like, if I see he's in a thing, that doesn't make me want
to
see
more likely
or
to go
less.
See it. Yeah, sure, sure.
But I think replacing him, who is a like a charismatic actor,
absolutely, and
with
Aaron Taylor Johnson, like that was like Breaking Bad had either just finished or was maybe in like its last season.
The other lead in Godzilla, because I think they also cast someone that was not as likable.
Yeah, and then I just remember that was like the main discourse about Godzilla. They were like, "Well, we didn't get what we were promised at all."
It's Elizabeth Olsen. She rocks. Yeah. I'd take her over Bryan Cranston any day.
Yeah, that's
maybe I love Godzilla. No, I don't.
It was not good.
Yeah.
And then
it was this weird thing because you're like, you had Bryan right there.
Yeah.
You made him as maybe the lead, and now we're following his. Fine, I guess.
Because how quickly into
Right. Because this comes out pretty close to Age of Ultron.
Oh.
And it's Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen. But in this, I'm pretty sure they're playing a couple.
Yeah.
They're playing
okay.
brother and sister in Age of Ultron, and they both come out maybe even the same year, and everyone's like,
weird.
I don't like that.
You've replaced Bryan Cranston, beloved actor,
with incest
the
couple.
Incest couple.
yeah.
Weird. Because how quickly into Godzilla does Bryan Cranston?
It's literally it's the end of the first act.
Yeah.
It's like 10.
It's the motivator because he's playing
so quick.
Aaron Taylor Johnson's dad.
Dad. Yeah, I remember that much. Yeah.
And he's like, Dad. Don't fucking get killed by Godzilla. No, or is it like a...
It's the weird...
It's a thing
bug
exploding.
Creatures, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, the Mutos.
Mutos, yeah.
Mutos. What's that? Are they... Oh, my God, they're eating all our nuclear warheads. How dare they?
We need
to stop them.
Anyway.
Weird.
So what I was going to say, back to the tangent I got distracted by. Uh-huh. They made Godzilla vs. Kong. Oh, Bo Burnham. Anyway, he stinks.
Yeah, okay. We got back to the beginning. Imagine we did an episode where we like really dedicated ourselves to finishing off every tangent. You'd be here for the rest of your life.
Godzilla vs. Kong made way more money than they were expecting, and they were like, well, we'd be fucked not to make a sequel now, but all the sequels we expected to do well did very badly.
That's so funny.
This has exploded. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Apple TV making a series, and also there's a movie coming out that's a sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong called Godzilla and Kong.
No, it's called Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire.
Sorry.
That's how you write
Sorry.
A slash fic
Godzilla
title.
Times Kong, the New Empire.
Godzilla Times Kong.
Okay, so if you have, what happens when you times a Godzilla by a Kong?
How many lizards by this many monkeys?
Well, it's one and one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens if you get one Godzilla times it by one Kong?
You get...
Do you get a Kongzilla?
I don't know, but
get
I think...
God... Ong.
Gong.
Or a gong.
Gong.
I think it's not... The idea of making a...
Gongzilla. Sorry.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't shock me if that was something they added in the Godzilla X Kong, the Fallen Empire or whatever.
The New Empire.
The New Empire. That feels like the next logical stupid step is to make a hybrid. They did. It's the same thing with Predators. They love to make a hybrid of the two things.
I'd just like to redact my statement. They got tricked by COVID and they're about to make a big mistake.
Oh, no.
So Godzilla vs. Kong was one of the last movies to come out pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think finished in the top five of the box office that year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm. It made less than $500 million and cost... just shy of $150 million to make.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A podium finish if you have an extra couple of podiums.
A weird big podium.
Oh, 2021, sorry, not even 2020.
I think as well, it's the kind of thing where, because I remember when Kong Skull Island came out and there was the reveal at the end that it took place, because I don't think that was... Or maybe it was. The post-credits sequence of Kong Skull Island is like, it's set in the present, and they're like, hey man, look at all these monsters. And I remember the discussion, what little there was, was people being like, holy shit, I can't wait for King Kong and Godzilla to fight. But I think this is the same problem that happens with like a Batman v Superman, where people imagine that's going to be way more exciting than it ever is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's why partially why I reckon Kong vs. Godzilla did well, because that's what in a lot of people's heads is the end game and the like obvious end game of having a Godzilla and a Kong.
Kong Skull Island made the most out of all of them.
Yeah, it was a good
film. It was probably the best out of all of them.
It was just like a Nam War film with big monkey.
It had John C. Reilly in it. Yeah. John C. Reilly, who wore a jacket that said "For Your Health," like his Steve Brule character.
That's
says.
Awesome.
Yeah, weird. Yeah. And he spoke like Steve Brule. That's weird to think
it
about.
Had a great like death scene where that guy is just going to be like, "Hey man, yeah, hey, big alligator thing, come on, eat me. I've got all these bombs." And then he gets smacked with his tail.
That's right.
He's blown up onto the side of a mountain.
Yeah, Kong Skull Island was heaps of fun. It was a great movie.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I wonder if now we're past the like. Does anybody, I think this is a fair question, care about the lore of gods of the Titans and the Monarch?
I think yes, unfortunately. And I think that this will probably make those movies more interesting.
Oh, okay.
Because if you, Shin Godzilla, which was the Japanese film that was made after the 2014 Godzilla, because they were like, this hyped up a lot of interest for Godzilla, but no one really liked the movie. What if we made a movie that whilst will ride the wave of the popularity, but also make a good one?
Yeah.
Mm. And that worked.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
That has a lot of lore and stuff in it.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot, like a lot of that movie is just like board meetings and them trying to deal with the crisis of Godzilla.
Doesn't Godzilla as well at the end of that become like a body horror monster? Doesn't
like
his tail become guys?
Godzilla starts like that in this one because it's an origin movie.
That's ball.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes out like pretty much like a worm. And then he slowly evolves throughout the film.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, man, I'm sleeping on Shin Godzilla.
Shin Godzilla rocks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Because Shin Kamen Rider is, which makes you think Shin Godzilla probably is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know where to watch Shin Ultraman, but I would like to.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay, yeah, but that lore is that. Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
What do you mean by lore, right?
Well, I mean, because, like, this movie seems like it's setting up, like, the...
It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it seems like, as well, it incorporates, like, a lot of flashbacks to, like, the Monarch's history or whatever.
I don't know if it's going to have that many flashbacks. But I know it's going to be set in, like, at least three different timelines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is set over three generations.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, there's a lot of, like, here's the history of the sort of Monarch. I think this, for me personally, yeah, thinking about it now, will maybe be the most interesting,
yes.
Like compared to the other,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think it's like I will definitely probably watch this one.
Yeah,
Definitely probably watch this one.
It's made by the WandaVision guy.
Okay, that's
who also directed lots of episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, rock and roll.
Yeah, that's some Game of Thrones and some Fargo.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
If is not King Kong, if nothing but the wild card.
Yeah, exactly.
What's he gonna do?
King Kong's the Charlie Kelly of the monster universe.
And then after he finishes with this Monarch TV series, well, he's heading over to the MCU to direct the Fantastic Four film.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Cool.
Busy man.
Finally, we're going to get that Fantastic Four film we've all been clamoring
Everybody's excited for. It's the right time for it.
And this show is written, which is important, probably with TV. I would say this is probably just as important, if not more important than the director, by the person who wrote the first two seasons of Desperate Housewives.
Okay, cool.
This is very good news.
That rolls.
I love a soap opera in my monster films. This is good.
Yeah. Well,
season one of Desperate Housewives is pretty much like Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
So
it rules.
Yeah, that's good.
This is nothing but great news.
I mean, like you're pitching a historical secret society movie directed by the WandaVision Fantastic Four guy.
Written by the Desperate Housewives.
Starring Kurt Russell.
Mark Cherry, is that the guy?
Chris Black. So they were part of they're not the main guy.
Okay, just part of the writing team, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems pretty exciting.
Whoa, Matt Fraction's also involved.
Oh, yeah. I love Matt Fraction.
He's a comic book guy.
Ah!
Hawkeye.
Comic book guy from The Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Worst episode of baseless speculation ever.
Oh.
That's what he would say about us.
Yeah, he says that with every episode.
Yeah. He would have no time for this show. Well, what do we think is going to be the...
Well, do you want me to read the premise?
Yeah.
That will probably help you. Because the trailer, which we did watch twice...
Doesn't really...
It's mostly just like... it's more a vibe trailer than a plot trailer.
It's very much like, hey, I remember John Goodman. Damn, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Oh, get John Goodman back. Oh, he did die, though. But I'll get him back.
Well, they've got him back in this. He's in the cast. And so's Anders from Workaholics, who's playing a younger version of John Goodman.
Awesome.
Okay.
So that means you can watch Workaholics and assume that that's set in the past and that becomes... John Goodman.
Interesting.
So
he goes to Skull Island eventually.
Workaholics leads into Roseanne, which then leads into Skull Island.
This is
John Goodman.
Because the Connors there. Though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Connors.
The Connors then Skull Island.
Yeah. Oh no, I think he might go. Oh yeah.
No, you reckon he goes Skull Island and then fakes his death. Goes to the Connors.
And he's like, my wife's dead.
Yeah.
Because of bad things she said.
Yeah. And then he goes on the little detour into Red State.
And
deals with the cult.
Yeah. He's busy.
Yeah. What about when he met the Borrowers?
Or when he was a part-time job in college.
Beat the shit out of the guys in a brother were out there with a stick.
Yeah.
John Goodman does a lot.
He was fucking, when is he going to go bowling with Barney Rubble?
I was going to say, he's got to go work with the dinosaurs at the dinosaur factory.
Well, that's the job he has in Roseanne. We just don't see.
Of course.
He goes to the dinosaur factory. Then when he sees the dinosaurs on Skull Island, he's like, this is just like work.
I came here for a vacation.
Oh my God, now I'm going to do my job. Yeah.
So that's a living.
2023 Apple TV press release describes the show's premise as, following the epic battle between Godzilla and the Mutos that leveled San Francisco and the shocking revelation that monsters are real.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Godzilla Un.
Two siblings, following their father's footsteps, uncover their family's connection to the secretive organization known as Monarch. Mm. Clues lead them into the world of monsters and ultimately down the rabbit hole to Army Officer Lee Shaw, who is Kurt Russell, or Wyatt Russell, depending on which timeline, taking place in the 1950s and half a century later, where Monarch is threatened by what Shaw knows. The dramatic saga, spanning three generations, reveals buried secrets and the ways that epic, earth-shattering events can reverberate through our lives. I think if my family saw a Godzilla, that would have probably fucked me up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been raised wrong if my dad saw Godzilla.
Because, no psychologist on Earth is ready to help you with that, you know?
I just have a question in regards to, a secret society of monster hunters and this kind of thing. But, we all saw Godzilla. We all saw the Mutos.
Yeah.
And then... a couple of years later, now we see Mecha Godzilla, and Godzilla is a whole big thing that we all have the protocol of
here it is.
Deal with this. And then we have him fight Big Monkey.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like,
it's not so secret anymore.
It's hard to keep all that secret, I guess.
Well, it definitely seems like, because there's that shot in the trailer of somebody running through a Godzilla evacuation queue.
Yeah.
So
and
I guess.
The planes with big lizard.
Yeah, yeah.
The big thing that they're not revealing is that it's the Hollow Earth theory?
Well, I think it's just going to be that the monsters have been here for... Because, Godzilla, in the Godzilla movie, that's, the first time humanity at large has seen one of these big monsters or
John Goodman's character in Skull Island, his whole thing was, it's the Hollow Earth theory, that's why we're here, and he was, a big conspiracy nut kind of thing, and he's I'm proving all this, and then he gets at.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing if it's before that, where he plays, whoever's playing a young him...
Yeah. So it's him discovering.
Yeah, it's him discovering. This is the case. So again, getting at this, I guess, conspiracy or this theory of this Hollow Earth theory back in when is that set? When was Skull Island set? That was
I think it was the 60s or 70s.
Yeah. Kong Skull Island was set in.
Does it give an exact date?
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it did.
Around about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Which you all know because we're very good historians when it comes to numbers and dates.
And wars.
we all know that the Vietnam War, of course, was, you know, because remember when, because it was...
1960, let's say one.
That's not right. That is incorrect. That's
because, you know, because the president...
Let's take another stab. 1967.
Well, I mean...
Three strikes, you're out.
The Vietnam War goes for a very long time.
Yeah. You got the dates, Joel Dusha?
So
November 1st, 1955 to the fall of Saigon, which was 30th of April, 1975.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And Kong Skull Island is set in 1973.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So I suppose we'll be getting, because like there's a shot that's.
World War II.
Yeah.
And it'll be kind of during the Cold War. Do you think the Cold War's going to be in this?
Yeah, maybe. It feels very, to some extent.
Very much, yeah. We haven't really...
I wonder if they will...
In the Kong Godzilla film. We haven't got much, like, Cold War biz.
I wonder if they will set it around... Because
there was a fucking Skull Island TV show?
Excuse me?
What, one that came out?
Yeah, 8 episodes.
What the fuck? This happens all the time now. There's fucking TV shows everywhere you just don't know about, and they're watched by, like, 5 people.
It was a Netflix animated series.
Huh?
It came out this year.
What? What is going on?
It got 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a sequel to Kong Skull Island.
Is it canon?
Yes.
That's awesome. How many other secret TV shows are there out there that we're not allowed to see?
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Hey. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Yuck.
Yeah, especially if like a Kong has been on it.
Yeah.
It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. And it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevents 99% of bacteria and requires 3 times less laundry.
Holy mackerel.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Mm. I am a hot sleeper.
Me too.
Oh my God. I'm burning up.
I'm like a meteor in my bed.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you have a famous sleeping tradition that I guess Miracle Made will be able to fix.
Can you please tell me what my sleeping tradition is?
It is simple, Jackson. So first of all, you get into bed like normal.
Uh-huh.
Then you realize I'm too hot. And then you get up and then you open the closest window to your head.
Yes.
No matter how cold it is outside.
That is true. The best sleep is always hot body, cold brain.
Yeah, yeah. And I often do this on a freezing cold night where I've got a hot water bottle and it's gotten too hot and I kick it out of my bed like, and it goes.
That's awesome.
On the floor.
Well, maybe
turn on the fan, open the window.
Now I'm too chilly. There
we
go. Pick up the hot
I
water
do.
Bottle.
Well, maybe with Miracle Made,
right,
it would keep you nice and cool so you wouldn't have to do that.
That's true.
That would be nice
because
for
the
you.
Self-cooling properties will result in a better quality sleep using the silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA.
And they are much smarter than us.
Yeah, oh, that's
true. Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long.
Whoa, I might not even have to open my window and expose myself to bats and bugs and burglars.
Yeah. Plus, the sheets are self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets.
That's amazing.
No more gross odors, which is good, because not only are you a hot man, you're a stinky man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
especially when you consider all the bats just rolling around
and the burglars robbing my bedroom. Yeah.
And you're probably like, hey, that sounds great, but what's the comfort like? Well, it's got luxurious comfort and quality too. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels.
Whoa! Oof.
And they're designed for your skin, so stop sleeping on bacteria.
Okay. Jackson.
Fair enough, I will. I will, boys.
You know that it can clog your skin, right? Yeah, it can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne, probably attracting bats.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with your
probably,
house.
Probably, yeah.
So yeah, sleep clean with Miracle.
All right, well, if I want to do this, I need to go to trymiracle.com/baseless. That's trymiracle.com/baseless to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether I'm buying them for myself or as a gift for a loved one, if I order today, I can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code baseless at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle-Made is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Whoa! Upgrade your sleep with Miracle-Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code baseless to claim your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle-Made, for sponsoring this episode. And speaking of sponsors of this episode...
What?
Did you know that growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid?
Yeah.
But as I got older, I had to watch out for sugar and empty carbs because the doctor said that's bad for me.
Yeah, man. Getting over 30 is real bad for your health.
And getting over 25 is bad for your health.
I'll say. Because, man, now I just, I come on like protein shakes because I'm like, maybe I haven't got enough protein in my diet.
Hard to tell.
Maybe I got to pay attention to my macros. I'm still not sure what that really means. Yeah. So like, yeah. So if you're like me and have been drinking protein shakes or powders for years,
or look, if you're like me and you've been eating bad cereal that's full of sugar and empty carbs, well, we got a solution.
There's finally a delicious solution to get your protein and getting with low sugars into you before and after your workout.
Baby, we're talking Magic Spoon.
It comes in a variety pack with four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. The pack has 0 grams of sugar, plus 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 net grams of carbs.
Yeah, it's only 140 calories a serving.
Whoa.
That's basically like eating nothing.
That's incredible.
It's basically like if you're eating this, you're working out.
Yeah, but it also has high protein, 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free, like this podcast.
Yeah. Because these are the things that you need to worry about once you get over 25.
Yeah,
you gotta
exactly.
be like, oh, I do love pizza. But I know if I eat it,
I'll be in trouble.
It says, I know it's not just the gluten.
Yeah.
It's not just the cheese.
Not just the greasy pepperonis.
It's all the secret bad stuff.
Maybe even capsicums.
Yeah.
Luckily, to help with the process, Magic Spoon have you covered.
Mm.
And if this sounds great to you, you can head to magicspoon.com/baseless to grab a variety pack and try it today. And make sure you use the promo code BASELESS at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Yeah.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/baseless.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And use the code BASELESS to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And let's get back to that Godzilla and Kong talk.
Yeah, monkeys. But yeah, I wonder if it will center around like 3 specific monsters, like because there's that shot that I assume is from the 1950s, just based on like the outfits and the technology.
Yeah, where it starts, like this series starts in the 50s.
Okay, well, where it appears like there's a bunch of possibly monarch guys, possibly guys that are in like a pre-monarch thing, getting into what looks like a diving bell and going into the water. So I wonder if there will be like a... In the 50s, there was this creature that we were investing, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that would be Godzilla, because Godzilla comes
out
of the
ocean. That will probably... But then, I suppose maybe they'll just go... It feels like this is a good opportunity to explore those other monsters that Probably aren't going to get their own movie. Like, but I guess probably like actually they won't.
Because lots of them were in King of Monsters.
Yeah, but I mean their own... I mean, like, some of the ones in King of Monsters you just see at the end when they come and bow to Godzilla.
Doesn't Godzilla fight pretty much all of them throughout the film?
No. Really. At the end, when Godzilla's crowned King of Monsters, just a bunch of monsters turn up.
And they're like, oh, Malish.
Yeah, like there's some monsters that come and fight him. Like there's a big handful. Like I think Rodan comes, and I think, forget the other one. One of the other big ones is just like a big lizard. But then at the end, like, yeah, a bunch of them just come and bow to Godzilla, and that's how the movie ends. Mm. Not an awesome movie, I will say. But yeah, so I wonder, I was like, oh, maybe this TV show will give us like a look into some of those other weirder monsters that we don't really get to learn much about where they're hidden.
I think we'll get a couple of glimpses here and there of some, but I think we're probably going to, you know, it's what the audience want, right? We want Monkey and we want Godzilla.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some others here and there. Maybe a Mothra.
Yeah.
One thing that they'll be doing, because it's a television show and Apple TV, whilst they have a lot of money, would probably not like to spend all of their money on this.
Yeah.
Even though all of their TV shows, as far as streaming service shows go, they look pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember how Morning Wars / Morning Show Going to Space looks. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I've heard maybe look,
the Foundation is, again, it's very, I like it.
Yeah.
But it's a very pretty show, and it's very well shot, and it's all it's like the invasion and For All Mankind, which is like, what if Russia had won the moon landing?
Oh yeah,
Apple TV has made up shows. I've heard of For All Mankind.
Do you remember when?
Apparently, it's really slow and really good, but it's really slow. So people are like,
I think it took me maybe around about 8 months to watch one episode.
Whoa,
that's slow.
It is a slow.
And also, it'll be a talky show. So put that phone away unless you don't want to know what's going on.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you remember when the Game of Thrones guys pitched a TV show set in a world where the Confederacy won the Civil War?
And it went far enough into production to get a trailer before everyone realized that was a bad
idea.
Everyone
was like, wait, these fucking cowboys? I don't know if we should give them that TV show.
D.B. Weiss and some other guy?
That's so funny. Imagine that. I just can't even begin. Fuck.
What, this guy? You mean this guy you wouldn't trust with it?
Show me.
This guy. That guy.
That guy right there.
The guy who nailed the Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah.
And then appeared in the Westworld season 3, like sucking himself off, basically. Fuck.
He also wrote for It's Always Sunny for 5 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe you love him.
Maybe that's love him.
Yeah, there's a couple of Always Sunny guys are in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's right.
For every reason.
Rob McElhenney?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he gets an arrow to the eye, I believe.
Yeah, all right.
And that same guy who we would have trusted to make a very even take on the Confederates winning the war.
Well, was it based on a prior
I don't think
IP.
So.
Yeah, because they seem... Oh, then again, they did like one of the Logan films, didn't they?
Maybe.
Logan Origins.
Oh, yes, I think they did.
Because I was like, when they had...
Yeah, early seasons of Game of Thrones,
They seem to kind of like, you know, when clearly a better writer has written the source material, they did a very good job at, you know, overseeing that. Mm. But I think they either got too much free reign or they got very tired of it and they just couldn't...
So that guy I was showing you is D.B. Weiss. The other guy,
he
is the one who did... so he wrote Troy?
Oh, yeah. I love Troy.
Stay, which is a stinker.
Okay.
That's a Ryan Gosling film. He also wrote an adaptation to The Kite Runner.
Okay.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
There that it sucks. Is.
Gemini Man.
Okay.
Oh, that was that the one
two
with
Will Smiths.
Two Will Smiths.
Two Will Smiths.
And it was like sort of based on an old was that the one that was like based on a script from like it felt like an 80s action film.
Yeah.
But it was in the nails.
That's
and it
awesome.
Was like, this feels like an 80s action film because they just have not updated it.
Oh, the Game of Thrones guys are adapting that TV show of that book you love.
Oh, the three body problem.
Oh, really?
I wonder how they're going to tackle that weird game in it.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
Is a three-body problem that sci-fi series where they're like, in the future, we discovered the genetic code to make Draculas again?
No. That sounds like The Passage, I believe.
Yeah.
In a weird roundabout way.
Where they're like, we've discovered Draculas used to exist in human history, but the problem was that Draculas, something was fucked up with their eyes and it made them a good predator, but they weren't used to right angles because right angles didn't appear in nature.
You gotta stay off the internet, brother.
Yeah, okay, this isn't The Passage.
This is a sci-fi series, a much-loved sci-fi series.
Sci-fi series.
Yeah, because then in the future, they're like, actually, because Dracula's...
Book series or TV?
Book series.
Book series.
Because they're like, Draculas have no empathy or whatever. They make awesome pilots because they can make fucked up decisions on the fly in space.
But they can't see right angles.
Well, they wear special glasses, I think. So they rebreed Draculas.
Firefall.
Yeah, maybe.
What the fuck?
Why do I ever look up anything you...
And they rebreed the Draculas so that the Draculas can yeah, pilot spaceships because they'll happily kill someone if need be. And the story is about maybe it's like a colony ship with like a Dracula and an AI or something.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's not the three-body problem?
No, not the three-body problem.
I thought it was.
Blindsight is the name of the...
Yeah. How right is he? Probably very.
I don't know.
How's he going to figure it out?
Because
he threw so much.
What information? What's he going to do?
This is what I looked up.
He had like 30 seconds.
This is what I looked up.
He sighed like he read something.
He did. That's true.
Vampire sci-fi right angles book is what I looked up.
And you found something?
And it came up Blindsight, which is part of the Firefall series.
Okay, yeah, that could be it.
But then I realized that it doesn't matter. If I was right, Jackson wouldn't know anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Correct. Look at him.
So there's no point.
What follow you, dude, for looking it up? The best move is just ignore me.
Yeah.
It would be very funny if in this podcast sometimes you're just like, no. You know what? Let's just let him. No, he'll peter out.
Yeah, he'll tire himself.
He'll get sleepy. Okay, so
I'm trying to remember what Monarch, because Monarch have been in the series before. They were the bad guys at the end of
they were
King of Monsters.
The first Godzilla one that was the after credits, I think. Or maybe it was the Skull Island. The
They're at the
end.
That
was the, like, oh, the big absolutely, end for Monarch.
And then I think, isn't it in Godzilla King of Monsters that Monarch are the people that are like monitoring Mothra and they're the people, they have like these facilities, like they're quite established by King of Monsters.
So it was, they first pop up in the 2014 movie.
Yeah.
They're a shadowy government organization that has known about the existence of giant monsters for some time. Mm-hmm. They're a joint Japanese-American task force started in 1946, which isn't the 50s, but...
Hey, here we are.
Hey.
Yeah, close enough.
I just found a very in-depth article about it.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Whew.
I was like... thinking, like, when do we know when this series sort of ends in terms of like what's the final, like, we're looking at like from the 70s, also in like the
Monarch
40s, 50s,
were also,
and also in today.
Monarch were also the people that sent the guys to Skull Island.
Okay, oh, yeah, that sounds right, sounds familiar. Yeah.
Because like, if they're doing it to today, because like the whole like conspiracy about, oh, yeah, no, there's big monsters, up, that's fair enough, but then it's. When you get to a certain point, everyone's like, well, we know
about the monsters
so
now.
I'm just trying to think, is that going to be like the fallout of like, you knew were big monkey and you did nothing.
You did nothing and now San Francisco is fucked, man.
Yeah. Or is
that's
it,
true.
Or is it that just kind of be like maybe one of the threads well, and it's going to be like, oh, it's actually the Hollow Earth. That's what we care about.
I think it's tricky. I think it's way more interesting for them to be like, well, these monsters keep coming to Earth. Mm. We got to, like, from the Hollow Earth, we got to figure out where specifically underground they're coming from, and then to have that be your sort of conclusion, like a journey to the center of the Earth by Monarch.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's interesting to me. But I think because these movies are like, it's the monster fighting is really what everybody's coming for.
Yeah.
I suspect it will just sort of end with Godzilla X King Kong.
Well,
new
that's
empire?
I think the new empire one is. It seems like they're going to be setting up their little Kongzilla empire. The Hollow Earth.
This will be more like Andor.
Yeah. Which is exciting. Yeah.
And the movie will just focus on the punch-ons. This will pretty much just be Godzilla in the background and then being like, fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
just kind of a cool way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's way more interesting and well, sort of spooky.
And smart for a TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can try different things. You can be like, it can just be a slow burn where the movie, they've learned.
Yeah,
it needs to be punch-ons.
Absolutely. Because I think, you know, like you framing Godzilla, and I think you can see this with like Shin Godzilla and like all of the Godzilla movies, you can frame Godzilla however you want for your narrative. You can make Godzilla just like a destructive force, but you can also make it quite a scary monster. Like if there's a, you know, they get in that diving bell and going down into the ocean and seeing it sleeping there or whatever, that's kind of scary. Like that's kind of intimidating. Before,
but like, yeah, that eye. That yeah, yeah. Pops open,
that's cool. Like, I like that.
Also, the other monsters, I mean, obviously that this will change, but I forgot that at the start of Godzilla versus Kong, it says, because you haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, because Godzilla is the alpha on Earth now, all the other Titans are like, Earth's sweet, so they just go to sleep. But then Kong is also an alpha, and then they can't be two alphas, so that's why they punch on. But then they become friends, so I guess they can be two alphas.
That's awesome.
Also,
that's
the public have known about Monarch since the events of the 2014 film. So after that, everyone was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do we think that they will go into the origin of the Titans?
Well, it's the whole thing of they're here to protect us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's their here to protect us again.
No, well, that, but also, like, because isn't it like
this? Well, yeah, because it's about the forming of Monarch, which is formed around the discovery of Godzilla and the Mutos, because Mutos were found. The reason that they exist is Monarch found them sucking off a corpse of a Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
And then they took them back to study it, and they did the alien thing where it was like an egg, and then it burst out of the egg, it latched onto the power plant and then was eating all the nuclear power.
Because the thing with the Titans is that there's like, it's not like you get a breeding pair of Godzillas, is it? There's one Godzilla.
Well, there was a breeding pair of Kongs.
Yeah.
That's why Kong's so sad.
Yeah, he doesn't have a wife.
Yeah. Godzilla's new wife.
It's because he lost his mom and dad, but also I guess he'd add single.
No. So he weeps because he incel.
Yeah, he's so single, dude.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he hasn't done it yet, but I fear that he's going to find a little blonde lady and take her to the top of a building and then get shot by a plane.
Then he gets to go to Hollywood for a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The seventh wonder of the world, ape.
Yeah, that ape gets to be so tall. Dude. Imagine being that, like, okay, yeah, we're going to capture this ape because it's going to be the seventh wonder of the world. And everyone would be like, you know, we got a Godzilla, right?
Yeah. And you know it's the eighth wonder of the world, yeah? Oh, man. There's already seven.
But I just imagine. Big monkey. Yeah, but we've all seen the Zilla, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Would you pay to see a big monkey? No.
No. Oh,
I could. Also, you keep saying seven wonders. I've seen them.
Do you think if you'd paid money? I mean, I guess you would be. I mean, you wouldn't be happy because King Kong gets loose and eats everyone or whatever. But you don't know what you're going to see, do you? They're like, it's the eighth wonder of the world, King Kong. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck that is. You pay for your ticket. Yeah. They reveal a gigantic ape.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to distance myself enough from the phrase King Kong.
Yeah.
To think. If I would know that Kong meant monkey.
Yeah.
Because obviously Donkey Kong's name wouldn't be Donkey Kong without King Kong.
Yeah. What about this? You get a ticket. Uh-huh. You don't know what it's going to be. They call it the eighth wonder of the world, or they call it Emperor Gog or whatever. You don't know what you're about to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they reveal it, and maybe it's not a big monkey. It's like a giant owl or something as big as King Kong.
I think that
you get your money's worth.
No,
how? Okay, so what?
An owl doesn't do anything.
Tell me the show. So it's
exactly so. It's the guy comes out of stage. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I went to Skull Island and I discovered this creature on his own island. He is an emperor.
He was being worshipped.
He comes to you in chains." Emperor Gog! And then he pulls off a big sheet and you see an owl with its like wings strapped to a wall and its little owl legs strapped to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bunch of people in like hula dresses banging on drums.
Uh-huh.
And they do that for a bit.
I would hate like, that.
Why did they?
What's it do now?
Yeah,
what now?
Let it go. See what happens.
Why did you chain up the owl? That's fucked.
Because we don't want it to fly away.
What? But
it's just chain its foot.
Well, we want to make sure.
Why do you want to chain it? It's
Because it'll eat you, you this fucking morons.
If this discussion happens, I'm getting my money's worth. Because it'll fucking eat you.
Wow. It'll eat us? What do you mean it'll eat us?
Because it's a goddamn wild animal, you ingrates. You've never seen anything this. You know what? Get out.
I'm leaving. I don't want to eat me. And I'm scared.
It gets out and just flies away.
Yeah.
Didn't even eat us. Because it's,
well, you got all the money that time, so you.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True. I got all the money and it didn't destroy New York.
Yeah.
Because I guess this is the era, the times when it was like, come see an elephant. And you're like, wow.
Yeah, true. $20.
Whoa, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Like, a lot of this stuff, I mean, someone's like, oh, yes, here's Emperor Gog. It's a big owl. Kind of loses luster now that we have the internet.
Yeah, or zoos.
I just saw an owl once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but big, yeah.
I guess maybe an owl's not exotic enough.
I not even just that. I think also you need to have this thing where it's like, so you took it out of its, like,
natural habitat,
and you've chained it, which is very fucked.
For your safety.
So what's happened? So you've basically ruined an ecosystem.
There were no others. All the others were dead. So this is the last one. We can do whatever we like to.
So it's not. It's not even.
It's basically worthless. We're not going to make any more.
So it's not. It's
we might as well have our fun.
Like critically endangered. What is?
There's no word for it.
What is? There's only one left.
Actually, if there is only one left. It's
basically
it's near extinct.
Yeah, or it's like basically
it's
extinct
in every. It's unless we're gonna clone this owl, it ain't coming back. So enjoy the show.
Why
are we chained? That seems even more like reprehensible.
Get to have a gaze before it cocks it.
Couldn't you just set up a camera?
Set up a camera? You seen how big this thing is?
Yeah, wide lens.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoa, there is a term for it, and it's fucked up.
Sad.
It's called an endling.
Oh,
come
dude.
See Emperor Endling
That's
dog.
So grim.
So, yeah, before the last animal before... So that Tasmanian... Hey, it'll be like the lysine, the Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, yeah,
tiger.
Thylacine, true.
Thylacine, not lysine.
Yeah.
Lysine's vampire? Werewolf?
Probably.
No, lysine... Like, isn't...
Lichens web.
Lichens web. Lysine sounds like a clinic product.
Yeah. Lysine is it like almost sounds like a plant. Like
yeah. But no, yeah, the thylacine. We had the last one of them. It's incredibly sad to look at.
So sick and on concrete in the zoo. Yeah. Like, what do you want to do to the zoo?
Yeah, and you pay money for that?
Yeah, well, people did.
You're not wrong.
That Tasmanian tiger was so sick.
That's what a fucked creature the Tasmanian tiger was. It was so fucked up looking.
It's like a dog and a cat at the same time.
But it also, all of the, you know how it looks really thin in that footage?
Well, yeah, it's because it's malnourished.
No, that's just what they looked like.
Yeah.
They just had really thin back haunches, and they had this huge long mouth. And
I guess kind of like a whip.
Didn't they kind of hop as
They hopped. Yeah. And they didn't bark. They made like a kind of noise. They were crazy.
Yeah.
And now they're all fucking dead.
Yeah. But there's footage of the endling, and it's awesome.
It is good. By which I mean very sad.
Yeah, very sad.
You could have footage of the
Emperor Gog.
It could be
the last owl on Earth.
While
take
showman,
a photograph.
While
the flash photography.
Come see this. And one audience member's like, what the fuck? That's fucked up. What's this filmed argument while someone takes flash photography?
It's also really funny to imagine, you know, like the I forget the name of the lady in King Kong, but her equivalent... Just getting caught in the claws of the owl and it flying away.
Well, it was truly beauty that killed the owl.
I think the owl's still alive, dude. Yeah.
You know when the owl flew up to the top of the Empire State Building?
Yeah.
And he just kept flying?
Yeah. Sir, I think you're in multiple different kinds of legal trouble.
Gone into a horrible endling hole on my phone.
Oh, no.
Of them, because all the notable examples, like they
Dodo?
They know.
Yeah, of course.
Because obviously they've all got names. Which
Is one of them that tortoise?
I don't know, but I'm looking at the heath, the solitary heath hen, whose name was Booming Ben.
Oh, rip Booming Ben. That's so sad.
Oh, yeah, Lonesome George.
Yeah, Lonesome George.
Last Pinta Island tortoise.
They didn't have to call him Lonesome George. I mean, I don't know if he didn't know, but they didn't have to do it to
him. Lonesome George. No girlfriend George.
Lonely, wifeless George. I mean, you know, you don't have to be so mean to him. Yeah, plenty of fish in the sea, George. Maybe there is a wife out for you, that George, you know?
Well, there was another George, George that was the last one as well. Yeah. But that George was a tree snail.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Another wifeless George.
Lonesome George looks crazy.
Show us.
Yeah. Look how lonesome
Whoa!
He is.
Gonna...
Oh, with that attitude, no wonder why he's so lonesome.
Yeah.
He should have called him Loathsome George.
I want to read about Lonesome George's life.
Loathsome George. The last ever tortoise.
He's there chewing like his grub. What the hell, guys?
Why would you say that so about mean? Me?
Loathsome, disgusting George. Has no wife because no one could ever love him.
Just like I'm turtle mouth agape.
Oh! yeah, anyway, enough about that loser.
Yeah. You got any swings for the fences?
Oh, yeah, right. Let's see.
You
yeah.
reckon anything crazy is going to happen in this?
I think that they're going to try and colonize...
Skull Island.
No. Inner Earth.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It's gonna like that's the way, frontier, but for the inside of the Earth.
Yeah,
Lonesome George died of a heart attack.
No.
Oh.
That's not good.
That's not funny, but it's also so funny.
What's shocking enough to a
tortoise? Wait, heart attack of like old age or heart attack he got spooked?
Cardiac arrest.
Was he old?
Yeah, he was 102.
Old. That's old!
Did somebody honk a horn?
Well, when you're 102, a lot of things are scary. Yeah, did someone show him an iPhone?
Yeah.
Poor Lonesome George. Yeah. My swing for the fences is that this will introduce a, like, what do they call it? Like a precursor civilization to humanity that had
like a proto-human,
or no, more like a like, you know, when they like there was an ancient technologically advanced society that crumbled, and they used to work in harmony or revere or something new about the monsters. Yeah. Like they'll go into the Hollow Earth and find a abandoned human city or whatever.
Right.
And they're like,
they worked good with monkeys.
You know, ancient aliens without the aliens, basically. Yeah. I think. What
if they find out that Godzilla and Kong were brother and sister?
Okay.
Or past lovers.
Past? Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, so really what we were fighting was a lover's quarrel.
We just were caught in the crossfire.
I hope that someone learns how to speak Godzilla in
this. True. Yeah, that's my attempt at it. Do you think it was good?
That was
pretty
fine.
Good. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to be honest. So for the rest of this episode, my mind's going to be on one thing. And that's Lonesome George's heart attack.
Yeah, I get it, dude. I get it. What does that look like when a tortoise has a heart attack? Because you imagine it with its big hoof clutching at its shell chest. But it probably just...
eyes going wide, mouth like, oh!
And then it just falls over.
So, similar expression, legs go into its shell. I would imagine, when he found out we were calling him loathsome, disgusting George.
Oh! Hey,
his head looks like a Goomba from the 90s Super Mario Brothers movie.
Maybe they were modeled after him.
Can a tortoise... This is maybe really stupid.
Go on.
I'm preparing you.
Yeah, I've zoomed in on Loathsome George's face. You can ask him.
Hey, George. Do tortoises actually go in their shell?
Huh. See, I want to say...
I don't think that's a stupid question.
Because they do in cartoons and shit.
Yes, but a lot of things that happen in a cartoon does not mean in real. Carrots carrots don't actually like rabbits.
I didn't know that.
I'm so stupid.
Because like,
yeah,
like a tortoise, there's no room in there, right?
There's some.
Is there?
What do you mean by room?
Well, like a snail can go into shell because there's like space for it.
Yeah, well, they're kind of all mucusy. You know,
yeah, like, but a tortoise is like bones and muscles.
I saw a tortoise which they had like a.
The
like,
tortoise? Yeah. Can't go into its shell like a turtle can.
Yeah.
But it can pull its head and neck in.
Yeah, like okay. A little bit. Like a.
No, as in like it can.
Full hole all the way
yeah.
in. All right, okay. But not the legs. It can't just be a shell, but a turtle can.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
I didn't look that up.
I don't think so because it's got. Yeah. Maybe can a turtle...
Turtles are mucusier than tortoises.
I feel they can't do that at all.
Yeah? Maybe. I don't... In my mind, a turtle's...
Because I'm imagining a turtle with his little beak mouth, and I can't imagine him going in his full shell, especially with his flippers.
Yeah, good point, actually.
Yeah, now that I've looked at a picture, I've seen this in real life. Yeah, Not all turtles, but most of them can.
Show us?
Most of them can?
Yeah.
Oh.
They look like this.
Show us.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Oh, that's cute. But they're not going in there, like, they're not leaving, say, Mario Kart-style shell.
Yeah,
like, well, I mean, like, that's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah, but I can still see its face in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like it becomes just darkness in there, which is what I was imagining.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, I'm really glad to have that mystery solved.
Yeah. Well, this one you can't really see its face.
That's true.
Show us. Oh, yeah, true.
And that's
tortoise. That's a tortoise.
Whoa! Well, no, but that's his tortoise without shell.
Is that
and
a tortoise?
And that's clearly a shell.
So that's a tortoise, yeah?
No,
yeah.
The thing I was just showing you was turtles.
That looked like a tortoise.
But that was on land. Like,
look, I don't know then. Ask your fucking zoo.
Call your local zoo and ask them. I would be so embarrassed to call a zoo and ask if turtles go in their shell. So how old are you? And then I just hang up.
Lie. Tell.
I'm 12. I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I've got a bad phone connection.
And an illness that makes me sound like a man.
I've got Jack disease.
Yeah, I've got Jack disease.
Remember the movie Jack? Yeah. How do you know about the movie Jack? Because it's about my illness.
It's a classic. Remember when he farts in the treehouse and the treehouse falls down?
Yeah.
Not really.
That's the only scene I remember.
His mum, I think.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's fair. See ya. Oh, I didn't get an answer. You got any swing for the fences for the Monarch Factory or whatever it's called?
Aaron Taylor Johnson cameo when I stop watching.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Actually, I can't start watching. I don't have Apple TV.
Nah.
There you go.
Do you have any of the others from the movies will come, like little Bobby Brown?
Yeah, maybe. If they move.
Oh, Brie Larson will probably pop up. Does she die in Skull Island?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Tom Hiddleston, does he die?
Yeah,
no.
Possibly. I don't remember.
Well, they'll pop up too, because they're big names.
Yeah,
will
that's
they
true.
Pop up, or will it be like, say, someone playing that character?
Someone will look at a document and
yes,
it'll
have them, but they won't be in it.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be Brie Larson's shot from the Captain America poster where she's flying. And they'll be like, being on that Skull Island really fucked her up.
Changed her big time.
Tom Hiddleston will be in like a Loki headgear. Yeah, after he came back from Skull Island, he went through a phase.
Yeah, and the whole show will be about how we can't go to Skull Island anymore because it keeps making everyone fucked up.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen will also be, it'll be a photo of her in WandaVision in black and white, and they'll be like, she went back in time after meeting Godzilla.
Well, actually, will Elizabeth Olsen make a cameo because old mate directed her in WandaVision.
She loathes the MCU.
Yeah.
And I don't think she'd want to jump straight back into another big budget franchise. It seems like she wants to die at the moment.
Yeah, that's fair.
Most fair. Most actors are attached to sort of like big movie franchises like the MCU or whatever. Yeah, don't like it.
Yeah.
Chris Evans loves it, but he used to hate it.
Yeah, but Chris Evans is funny because he's just on stinkers since.
Yeah.
He clearly just misses making money.
He did Knives Out.
Yeah, and then?
Yeah, after that.
And before that?
Yeah, Knives Out. Did he make anything before that? He got lucky. Hey, he did a cameo.
In Free Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
most beloved film
Good point. Fair call.
Probably streamed how many billion minutes reckon that was streamed?
Dude, the amount of billion minutes.
So many billions of minutes.
Through the roof.
And that scene in particular.
Yeah. That's where the billions of minutes went.
I think it made a depressing amount of money.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I love it.
It's beloved.
Yeah.
Sorry,
especially by Jackson.
Yeah. I love Johnny Free Guy. He's a man. He's a digital penis.
He is a digital penis.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Directed by the guy that is now going to make Deadpool 3.
That's awesome.
Didn't make that much money. Thank you, COVID. Whoa. It was compared to Ready Player One. That makes sense. Yeah, the Truman Show. That makes sense. The Matrix. That makes sense. Grand Theft Auto, I guess. Yeah. And Fortnite.
Huh. It was a game. Yeah.
You could dance in both.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well... The movies remain good.
Yeah, and they're on TV now.
As we always say.
Yeah.
Can't wait to watch Monarch. Wait. The Legacy of Monsters.
Yeah, nailed it. Well,
whoa.
Yeah?
There's no "the," I don't think. But that's close enough, basically nailing it. That's like if someone's like, I like the Smashing Pumpkins, and someone's like, the Smashing Pumpkins, actually.
Can you tell what's the next Godzilla movie coming out? What's the name of that? While we're remembering movie names,
Godzilla X Kong New Empire.
Oh, nailed it! Nicely done. Nicely done.
We've also accepted Godzilla Times Kong.
Godzilla Times Kong.
Yeah. Well,
the movies they remain good, and the strikes may be over. Yeah, so that's maybe true. Maybe the content we produce at this show will improve.
Maybe. Time will tell, I guess.
Yeah. WGA, that was part of the reason that I was like, we gotta accept this deal.
Have you listened to Basic Speculation
recently? Oh my God.
They are scraping the bottom of the barrel. They've gone through the barrel.
They're down at the ground.
Now, they're just digging in for worms. Sewage pipe. And they're staying in it.
Yeah. What if so they just went a long tangent about I'll Be Home for Christmas? A film that no one's thought about.
No.
But, 20
and
years?
Endlings? They got really sad at one point.
But then they were laughing at Tortoise having a heart attack.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah,
congratulations to everyone that was on strike and their terms being met. But if you're Bo Burnham, stay on strike. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe. I don't mind.
Yeah, he's fine. Whatever.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys, and all views expressed about Bo Burnham by me are what we all share.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.